שיר ה' מסכת סנידה בעל ראש ישיבה אחת חשן ה' תושם ה' טס אוקטובר
31st 1989 on Monday. In the continuity was Thursday, so and it was Nishlam for Wednesday, and there's aloha, there has to be one continuous count. So mele, the chile cannot even be visualized because monefshech, it couldn't be seized. So tula second day utamecho. So the question is, how about the zav himself? It's also only says here, Zad Gufe Yechasosar Itarosem Rachmon, Shleitum Mafsek Neil, Mais Lachomema, Shleitum Azibe Mafsek Neil, Hochename Shleite Zumas Zibe Mafsek Neil. So, in other words, so the Gemore is not patient, Gemore is only Deiche, what Robbie said. But Sabai, so here the Gemore was not. The Gemara was not patient from the Bachamas Abaye, whether she pleasure Hazara is Seisari Mechot or it's not Seisari Mechot. But the Shem say that even though the Gemara was not patient here, but still, it is Seisari. It is Seisari. We'll see that from the people. Another Rashi, what? Seisari Mechot, of course, that's the name. More things Mechot not. Then the Shem point out that the whole Shaile, whether it is via Thomas Ria, Thomas Mage, could only be a limited Rabshine, but a limited Rabbonon, it's certainly Thomas Ria, because there is a machlekes that conveys in Edek between Rabbonon and Rabshine. Now, by Dam Nidah, the halacha is that even if the Dam Nidah did not come outside Mamish from Raguf, but it stayed in the Beis Achitzin, out of the Mokeh, it's also possible. How about Kleda Shechazara? Suppose she was Kleda Shechazara, but it remained in the Beis Achitzin. It didn't come outside of the Raguf. Is it Nitami or is it not Nitami? So at that point, the more that Malek on the base, there is a machlekes between Rabbonon and Rabshin. Ton Rabbon. The 17th line from the end of the Omer. Ton Rabbon. Bipsoro milameid. Shemitamo bifnim kibachut. What does it mean bifnim? It doesn't mean bifnim, if it's in the mokeh. If it's outside of the mokeh, but it didn't come outside the goof. So then, sometimes, that everybody agrees. Eino yelanido. So abominayim talmuleva zeva bifso. Even though it remains bifso, it didn't come outside the goof. Pilete shechazah abominayim. That even if it didn't come outside of the goof, but it came out and remained in the Beis Achitzin. So it's still Talmei. Talmei Mayir, that's Rabban. The Rav Shimon Eimei Adayu Kibayal. Ma Beya Elohim Mitami Yashe Teitzi Tumo Lechuz. Mine, Paimen is not in Shayach, Mine. Paimisho in Shayach is discharged and it remains in Beis Achitzin. But Paimen, either it's discharged Chutzli Guf or it's not discharged altogether. So, ma be alon mitama she teitzi tumulachuz, afim mitama she teitzi tumulachuz. Alright, so machlokes. Then the Gemara daf mem beis, the Gemara daf mem beis says, 1, 2, 3, 4. The 9th line from the top of the Omer, mem beis amedalat. Boi mene rav shmur bar bisne rabayim. Pilate Shechvazera, Roy Habel in Gaza. Nafkimine Listeo Tam Masho Tam Bifin Behut, Manashach, Ish Mielumas Nisen Lirabonum Reyabe, Urabshime Negaza, so the Morris Yom, Est Weber, Pilate Shechvazera, Yetumas Rien, Tumas Mage, that's the Machlekes between Rabon and Rabshime. According to Rabbanan, they say that even if he didn't come out from the goof, it remained to be Zachitz, and she's still Tomei, so she must say it, like needed. Mashain came, according to Rav Shimon, that if he didn't come out from the goof, so not Tomei, so it's Tumas Mage. It's Tumas Mage, so Mele, Mage is a story, he's not in Tomei. And so even if it came out, but if it remained Bisachitzin, it's still Bisastolin. When is it not Bisastolin? If it comes outside Mamesh and it's visible, but if it remained Bisachitzin, so it's still based Hastolin. That's what the Gemara assumes. So Gemara says, Monef Shachish Milmas Nisen Rabbonu Reyabe Lepshim Negasar Vilish Milmas Nisen Mistabre Negas Habe. So, if Billy Schmidtle Masnite, Mistapo Negasa, the Leilom Schmiesle, Masnite, Valibe the Rabbonoli can boil it. So, according to the Rabbonoli, there is no Abaye. No Abaye! According to the Rabbonoli, it goes without saying that it's Masriye. If it had been to Masmage, how could she be Tomei? When he doesn't come outside, it's too much. Magabe is a story, he's not Mitame. But the whole Abaye is only a limited Rav Shimon. So, when we tame, bifnim ki bechutz lo ikim boile, because Rav Shimon spells it out explicitly, that is mitame bifnim ki bechutz. At least there, when we tame bechutzu, so this is the Abaye, I'll leave it to Rav Shimon. Rei ave oidil meloish. So in other words, so that means, we definitely pask, we pask like the Rabbonon, so in Mele, it's not, bitira sofik, that pulet is shechvezara, he says here, because the whole Abaye, he only a living Rav Shimon. So maybe it's not even important whether it was Nifshat or was not Nifshat. We pasken like the Rabbonim. And that's the reason as to why that is the halacha, that a woman today, so before she starts counting 7 clean days, she has to start counting 5 days. Unclean days, as we call it. Why? Because actually, she should count only 4 days. The 5th day is just a minute. Just a minute. Because of the Zera, maybe she'll finish her meshes, and shmoshes, and make a mistake. That's only a minute. But 4 days is based upon the din. Why? Because the aloch is to let the shechvazera, he says, so the Mele, if Pilate Shechazera once is Seisa Yimechot, suppose Ezovidele, she saw down in Yenezive on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, so she came Ezovidele. Then she has to start counting. Wednesday is the first day of the Zion Jew. Suppose she's Pilate Shechazera Thursday. So it's Seisa. This Thursday day cannot be counted. Suppose it's possible that the woman will be Pilate Shechvazera not once. It's possible that she will Pilate Shechvazera on Thursday. So that day is Nista. And then on Friday she'll again be Pilate Shechvazera. So that day is Nista. Then on Shabbos, she'll again be Pilate Shechvazera. So again it'll be Nista. So in other words, so that's why, but there is a limit. Doesn't mean, suppose a woman will Pilate the Shechvazera 5 days after the Tashmish, so then he doesn't have a Chaleshem Shechvazera, because it's Nisrach. Now what does it mean Nisrach? Nisrach means, in other words, if it cannot be fertilized, in order, I mean, that a woman should conceive, so the exhal, I mean, this is the scientific fact. So the exhal has to be fertilized by the sperm cell, but only if it's not nischach. But if it is nischach, so then it cannot be fertilized. I mean, today, you know, the modern methods of artificial insemination, so they freeze it, so then it's never nischach. But under normal temperature, after a certain number of days, so it's nischach and it cannot be fertilized anymore. That's called in the Gemara nischach, that it cannot be fertilized. So Lily doesn't have a chalishem shechazera. It only has a chalishem shechazera if it's capable of being fertilized. So there's a machlekes in Shabbos Perek Rabban Kibbe. How many days after Tashmish, if a woman is blessed in shechazera, so it's mitam. In other words, if it is blessed in shechazera, when the shechazera cannot be fertilized anymore, when it's nischach, so it doesn't have a chalishem shechazera. So there are several shittes. Machlekes Tanoim, Rabban Kibbe, Nazai, Chachomim. Now, there is even Machlekes Rishonim, how we pass. So, we pass from the Chumre, the Ramot pass from the Chumre, that Sheishenis, Eino is 12 hours, and Tua Ineis is in his rest, is 24 hours, and Sheishenis is 72 hours. So the Ramot Paskins, the Rambam Paskins, three Aeneis, so it's Mitame. In other words, after three Aeneis, so it's already Nischach. Now this is not in Machlekes Nitzias. The Nitzias is the way it is, but it's in Machlekes indeed. In other words, suppose it is true, why does one Mandoma say that it's Nischach only after Sheishenis, 72 hours? And one Mandoma says, after 36 hours, the Rambam Paskins, after 36 hours is Nischach. It's not in Machlekes Nitzias. There is a possibility that sometimes, even when the Shechvazera is Niflat, let's say 70 hours after the Tashmish, it's still not Nischach and is capable of being fertilized by the sperm cell, so then say it can give rise to conception, but it's not so likely. So the machlekes tanoim is a machlekes indeed. How far out the din do we consider it as having chalishem shechazera? So the Tana who says up to sheishenis is he holds that as long as there is a possibility that it can be fertilized, even though it's remote possibility, so it still has a chalishem shechazera. The fact that 95% of the times when it's niflat after 70 hours, so it's not cannot be fertilized, does not mean that it doesn't have a chalishem shechazera. And the other Tanoim say no, since it's only in minute cases it can be fertilized, and daily it does not have a chalishem shechazera. So the Rambam Paskins, like the Mandoma, that after three Aeneis, it's already doesn't have a chalishem shechazera, it's not Tanei. And the Ramot Paskins, like the Tanoim, that after sheish Aeneis, so the daily actually, except for the Minhag, so she should count only 4 unclean days and 7 clean. Why? For because since we passed that if a woman is blessed shechvazer within 3 misles from the tashmish, so mele, it can still be mitamei. So suppose there's other daily she saw down the mizire Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and then she cannot start counting the first day of the Zayin Nijim on Wednesday, because suppose, true, if we had been sure that she wouldn't be Peleza Shechvazera, then she could start counting immediately. On Wednesday would be the first day, and Tuesday would be the following Tuesday, would be the seventh day, and she was able to go to Philem and Mutaz Labayel. But there is a possibility that Wednesday she will be Peleza Shechvazera. it pleases in Shech Bazerach, and that would certainly be within the dreams less of the Tashmish. So, and there is a possibility, so that the Wednesday day cannot be counted. But then you'll say, all right, so let us start counting from the Thursday day. Now, suppose, how can she start counting the Thursday day? Let's, if she was Mishamesh's Mitoso on Tuesday, and then Thursday, let's say at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, or 1 o'clock, or 4 o'clock, or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, she will bless the Shech Bazar. It will still be within the 72 hours if she was Mishamesh's Mitoso, let's say, on Tuesday, let's say at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So when will the 3 Misles end? So one Misles will end Wednesday 4 p.m., the second Misles will end Thursday 4 p.m., and the third Misles will end Friday 4 p.m. So suppose she's Pulatis Shefazera on Wednesday, she's Pulatis Shefazera again on Thursday, so it cannot be counted. And even, she cannot even start counting Friday as the first day, because maybe she'll be blessed Shech Vazera on Friday before 4 p.m. Some melee, that's why she has to first account for unclean days. In other words, if a woman had a vid at Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, so then she has to start counting. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. That's Misaradim. So she could start counting on the first day of Zayin Nikin with Shabbos. Because Shabbos, even if she's blessed Shabbazar on Shabbos, so it's already beyond the 73 Misles. But Mitzad Minek, maybe she'll be Mishameshes Mitosek in Hashmoshes, and she'll think that it will be eight. And then actually, the Lila or Samir is making a mistake. So the fifth day is only Mitzad Minek. But the 4 days, that's Mitzad Adin. That's why in certain situations, let's say, a Kale after the Bilas Mitzvah, so she only has to count 4 and 7, not 5 and 7. Why 4 and 7? One exception. If we are not gracious, we are not gracious. The answer is because the 5th day, 5 and 7, that's an extra chumrah. But the 4 days is not just minhag. It's based upon the din. Why is it based upon the din? Because Pilate Shech Vazera, we pass from his Yisera Simecho, and the Abaye believes it is only Alibi the Rav Shimon, it's not Alibi the Rabbon. So then he asks, so why does she have to count 4 days, 4 unclean days? The answer is because she might be Pilate Shech Vazera several times. Some melee, she has to count 4 days. However, there is still a Machlekes Hashem. This halacha that a woman has to count 4 unclean days before she starts counting the 7 clean days is not a common tradition. First of all, there is a Chametam Shittin is that in view of the fact the Rosh in the Iskusi discusses Shittas Chametam and is not the Shittas Chametam. It's a strange Shittin Chametam Shittin. But Chametam says in view of the fact that the Halacha that the Letzah Shech Hazera is Seis HaYimech, it's too much clear. So why is it Seis HaYimech? Because you learn out from Zav. So Mele, it has to be only if the husband is a Zav. Some melee, the wife, if she's blessed Shech Vazera, also is saying Sayyimah. Because the reason is why, David Mora says, a Zav, if he has a Shech Vazera, so he's saying Sayyimah, the king in the heart, because he Efsher, that the Shech Vazera is not commingled to Tzichtzuch HaZimah. So David Mora says, that's the reason as to why if in fact has his ear to get a dish out of the Shavazera, so he says Lina. Why? Because the Shavazera is communal with Shavazera. So Mele seems to be now. So Mele, the Rambam says, since the Aloha, the Tilet HaShechazara says here, is learned out from Zav, and by Zav the reason is to why he says Lumechot is because the Shechazara to Zav is Niure. So Baisha too, when do we say that the Mishnah is Gled HaShechazara, has is says Lumechot, only the husband is his Zav. So Mele Kibayu. But if the husband is not Kibayu, so he's not Kibayu. But all the Mishnah Machelet. And they say the Altusa from Zav, even though by Zav is based upon the fact that it's Niure with Tzufezive, and by woman who is related to the Shechazera of the husband is not his Zav. So that Shechazera is not Niure with Tzufezive, but doesn't mean it's the Altusa. It doesn't have to be managed the same way. The way, because in other words, when something is Lomit from a Melamed, so many times, certain alochas that apply to the Melamed do not apply to the Lomit. So the old Rishim Achilam. Then, there is another Shitz Rishim, the Raibe. He is also Chilam. And the Raibe Chiti is, they don't make any difference. The Peretz Shech Bazera is Sisri Necho, even the husband is not his son. But the Raibe Chiti is, now, by me, there are two alochas. There is Tume, and there is Isarubayno. So the Raibe Chiti is the Rosh is Chilik and Dek, and the Raibe also. The Raibe Chiti is the whole Aloch of that Spanish Zera is Seisri Necho, and we learn it out from Zav. By Zav there is only Tume. By me there are two aspects. Tume, which is another Tume, by Zav. And then there is this other Bible, this occurs. Today, Tume are not relevant because we are all Tumei medicine anyway. But the Yisrael applies. So the Ayvichiti is, since we learn it out, the Rosh is the Kashi, how can the Ayvit say that it only applies to Gabi Tumei, not to Gabi Salvaila? But it's a Tumei Lechtsoi. But it's not a kashem. The Ayvichit is that in view of the fact that we learn it out, all the other halachas of Nide apply equally to Tume and to the Yisrael Bible. Mashink in this halacha, which is learned out from Zav, and by Zav there is no Yisrael, there is only Tume. So Mele by Zobe too, it only applies to the aspect. The Tumet, that's in this man, when we were the Iktare, so then it was Seisar. But today, the only relevant thing is the Yisrael Bible. It's not Seisar even now. So this universal practice of a woman counting 4 days and 7 clean days or 5 days, you see, the Ramo is the one who mentions 5 days, but the other Rishonim don't even mention. Because the 5th day, that's an extra chumrah. That's the chumrah. But the 4 days mentioned by the Nevi Sheikh, the two mentions 4 days. So the Raibet, according to the Raibet, is not so. Because the whole Aloha of Seisir applies only to Tume, and not to the Yisraelite. Anyway, so all the Rishonim point out, even though the Gemara was not patient thereby, because thereby is only, as the Gemara points out, that Mendez Nide is only a little bit of Shime. So then we can consider whether it's Tumas Ri or Tumas Mavi. But according to the Rabbon of Shime, that even if it stayed in the Bizachitzin and Loyos on the Chutz, so it's still Mitame, so obviously it's Tumas Ri, so mainly it says Arima. And that is the basis of the chumrah of a woman counting 5 and 7. All right, now. Now it takes this. Tanya, Amar Abaya. Rabbi Yechanan Domal Ferech Oyad, Yorat Rameya Lishita Sakabi Memahalel, Vitimi Dam Yorech. Akabi Memahal says that Dam Yorech isn't coming. The Chachomim say Dam Yorech is not coming. Only Dam Odin, Dam Shocher, and mit der Reise, not every Damodin is mitame, not every Damschochen is mitame, there are five Mares in them. But we are mitame, every reddish tinge and every blackish tinge. And then again, there is a machlekes Hashem. Some Hashem say that this halacha, that we are mitame, every reddish tinge, though it's not one of the five Mares and every blackish tinge, is only a chumras again. But the Ramban shita is that it's not a chumras again. It's part and parcel of the takonas of chazera. This is soil echmiro atzmo, shafil reis dip his dam kechav. So he's so he is this halayim shivan kiyim. So it not only implies that whether she sees in the yimizida or in the nide, so even if it sees it in the yimizida, so Al-Fadim, she only has to count one day, she marries Yeim, Kineged Yeim, so Lakoni, she has to count Zayimikim, but so Nishis Roy Lechmiro Atzman, Shapiro Reis, Kipas Dam Kechav, any reddish mare, or any blackish mare, even if it's not one of the five mares, so it's not. Anyway, according to the Raide, it's a chumras again. But anyway, but Abiyorek is not mitam. Only Akavi no Mahalon says that Abiyorek is mitam. So the question is, Yorad Remeya, Leishitas Akavi no Mahalon, and here Remeya says, he speaks of the Kusim, and means that they are barely needed. Why? Because they have that terrible practice. But Rav Meir agrees with Akavi Mahala, so it appears that they were right, according to Rav Meir, they were right opening. So he says, no. Yiforish dam yoy d'ochem, lab yoy mamish, ka'id yoyil, alo deyem men, v'chin la'akavi, miktam okusis dam yoy, deyem dam yoy, shu'tomo. Ulil pirashti biingenach. Oh, so if you test some of the days, the first day is this. Hayorik akabi mahal mitam. So he says, Hayorik hanekesrik, the lo yorik ikarsik, the ins and eitel admumis, ustam yorik king. So he says, in Daftites in Hide, it says something in Rabbi, which is very important. In Chazal, Yorek, not only Chazal, if you don't understand it, Yorek is an ambiguous word. Every time when Yorek is mentioned in the Gemara, in the Medrash, or even in the Shemi, we have to determine what Yorek means, because Yorek can have reference to green, and Yori can have reference to yellow. Green, in our language, green we call green, yellow we call yellow. In other words, green is like Mara basin, grass. And yellow is like the Mara of an egg, of a date. So that's why Rishini many times he say, Yori kibetsa, or Yori kase. In other words, Yori kase is green, Yori kibetsa is yellow. So Tisa says, it's not that the Kavim and Halil, not that the Kavim and Halil agreed with the Stuki, that Yorik is Mitam. The Kavim and Halil, when he says Yorik is Mitam, it's yellow is Mitam. But green is not Mitam. The Kusim or Mitam, even green. That's what they say. The men of the Shemin say like this, that you test in the... But here this says something else. He says, Rabbi Yechanan Domal Ferech Oyad Yorad Ramish is a Kavim Mahal, Vitimi Dam Yorei, Yiforish Dam Yorei Dioche, Lav Yorek Mamish, Kiahid Elio. Elo, Elodeim Menu. It's fainter than New York. Now, it's one of the Chil Akavye, Mitame, Kusis, Damioreik, Deom Midamioreik, which is not as sharp as the Damioreik that Akavye Malutam. In other words, whereas according to tastes, that you test, Sakabim Mahalo was Mitame, every tinge of yellow. You know, you have dull yellow and you have bright yellow. Bright yellow is closer to red. Dull yellow is not so close to red. You know, the spectrum of colors. So in other words, so tastes says, what's the community between tastes here and tastes that you test? According to Tesla, Daphutes, Akapi, the Mahalo, and similarly, or Mea, Huamitame, every tinge of yellow, with not only bright yellow, which is very close to red, but even faint yellow, according to Tesla's ear. So it goes without saying that Akapi, the Mahalo, was not Mitame green. Green, that's it. But not only Rakabim Mahalo was not Mitame green, but even faint yellow was not Mitame. He was only Mitame bright yellow, the yellow that is very close to red. Very close to red. As a matter of fact, there's a Kriya Britannica on the spectrum of colors. They have pictures of all kinds of colors, and then they have pictures, you know, faint red, bright red, faint yellow, and red yellow. I suggested to some people who want to have shimush, mark something, they should go over it. It's a great red, because then you'll be able to see, I mean, the range of colors, you know, from green to yellow to red. So here we have in Machlekes between Tesis here that one Gimel and Tesis that one Tes, what Akavi Mahalo is referenced to. So, according to Tesis that one Tes, Akavi Mahalo was Mitame every yellow, even faint yellow. According to Tesis here, of course, it's needless to mention that Akavi Mahalo was not Mitame green, but even faint yellow was. It was only Mitame bright yellow, which is glowing, borders upon red. Alright. Sifarte the minion zayin. With the Oma, the case of Tzeli, Nozer mix zayin ki kulei, vizavadele Oma hosom, also. So how can we visualize this of Dele? The Mishkacha salili berei of the Nashmoshes. Vichikusim seyda, doch reporch the kamo on the rab, the Oma yim shef the second day, אלי מי ישימו ורב כתושוי עמו לשמיידו ויש למה ורביי יסי לסלי מסיים כחולי על ביסייפה יסירה כמו ישמר עשי אבל בתחילו כמו שאין לי כוסים מידו לאמרו ומה שקושן פרקם לי שונו מפולש ביסייפ מחירותי בזלס השם נאו דרוש ונדח למדגים לו בבייז היא ישחלת. But he is the only one who's there. Now the Dibur HaMaskel, from Gimel Beis, Shachter Likhor Durdoche Komei Kanavshe, Dichuye Baume, Didayit Chomi Vachome, Leit Lo Yivte, Dilav Yikau, Viyu Gufel Yisir Lohai, Elo de Makshe, Hanan Naman Isferin, Vlo Yidea Tani Shlatan, Lo Misferet. So even the Rosh, who is the only one of the Rishenim, who says that Rav Yeisi Shite is Mamesh, the way that the Kusim acted, so, but he's made it that Tom, since we don't pass by like Rabbi Yezi, so he's made it that Tom Bachom is only asking how we know, but not that, that he really was arguing that way. Umil Rabbi Yezi, Yisleyor, if he gives a telling, comma, Zobot Trilas Hayem, Eul Bisefo, Vichidun Shet Trilas Hayem, Eul Bisefo, Imkin Koshkin, Sersef Hayem, Eul Bichalosa. קל וחמא מעידו שאין בתחילוסו עיין, שתחילוס עיין אילו בסיפו, סיפה עיין אילו בתחילוסו. יש לי קייסר סייר, יש לי קשר. Das ist Kasche. Und Masche Koschan, der kam mit der Rosh Hashanah, und die Vorher ist bis Seif Nechot. So let's see, die Mawaz der Kasche, Tamash. Hier, das ist ein Orishen, Orishen. Make a distinction between Tchila Sphere and Seif Sphere. Und hier ist sie, ein Kleines der Aloch, ein Priest, ein Jehu, die Kule, zu Seif Sphere. Let's say, it's a Kedele, on the seventh day, Zayin Chiyin, so then, she can not become Pesach, and even if she sees Dam later in the day, so she's still Ketuvah with Pesach Sheni. The Rabbanim say she can not become Pesach, because hopefully she will not, most of the time, she's not going to see again, most of the time. Yeah. She stopped seeing, she already counted 16 days, so no probability she will not see again. It's an unusual thing, for Yisrael Gedele was already completed 6 days, and on the seventh day, maybe she'll see. It happens, but it's an unusual thing. So maybe everybody agrees that she can be back in the contest. But suppose she does see later in the Minar of Pesach, so then the Rabbanim say she has to bring the Pesach shame. But that's the Allah. If you tell me, if somebody doesn't tell me, so it's not clear to bring the Pesach Sheni. But Rabbeisi says she doesn't have to bring the Pesach Sheni because she already bought Pesach Rishon. Only somebody who was Tomei in Pesach Rishon and didn't bring the Pesach Rishon. But she bought, she cannot feed the compass because she's Tomei, she's male. In other words, Rabbeisi says, because even if she sees, so it's not Tisa, not Faya. It's only Tamil Kalam. It's only Tamil, yes?
Doesn't that mess up the whole program for everyone else?
What is that?
Doesn't that make people out of the whole program for anyone else?
Why?
Can anyone eat from this because she was Manasseh?
No, she. You can money all your friends. I mean, I'm Kompesach. I'm Kompesach, you have to be money certain people. So, let's say she was Makri to Kompesach. Then she was the money of friends, and that comes. She cannot partake because she's male. She's male. But her friends, they are not male. So they can eat at the contest.
This Kompesach is new year to somebody who is already...
No, it is just like someone who is eternally down there. Not a sort of daily who counted Zayin Chiyin and the seventh day she bought a contest. A regular person, he brought the Korban Pesach, and then after it was making the Korban Pesach, the Korban Pesach is Nikre, the Chatzedis. So let's say, half an hour before Shkia, he became Kintor. He cannot eat the Korban Pesach, but all the others who are Nimne cannot eat the Korban Pesach, what's wrong with it? See the same thing. But Rabbi Yisi says, that Shkia Rabbanon also made it, that she can be not in contest. She should not be in contest. Because hopefully she will not see some male children kind in the midst of contest. But something happened, she did see. So then the Rabbanim say she has to bring the Pesach Sheni. But the Rabbeisi says she doesn't have to bring the Pesach Sheni. She brought from the Pesach Sheni. And the Achilles Tzochim is not Me'akim. The Achilles Tzochim is not Me'akim. As long as at the time of the Chodesh she was over, as of that moment, she was wrong. So maybe it's not lacking. So she bought the compass, she was in the kind of market, and it's still of course. So that's her case. So now taste says Masha Kosh come to the Shishona before you say the hill. So let's see. Now the business why I'm going over the Lord of Shishona. Because the taste is a horse, it's really an old vision. And he says that Rabbeisi really held that we applied Aloha Israel to Kule, even in regard to Trilasphere, because of the Noah Rosh Hashanah. Because the Noah Rosh Hashanah implies that there is more reason to apply the concept of Israel to Kule, regarding Trilasphere than regarding Sophosphere. So, Manashah, if Rabbeisi, if Rabbeisi applies the halacha of Yisayim Tikulei Leinyan Sofsfiras, last time of the Chamo, he should apply it, Leinyan Sofsfiras. Let's see the Gemara of Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Gemara the price in Rosh Hashanah that first some days, four lines from the end of the line, you know, they're all like that. So what is, the first 3 years is all. Then the fourth year, that's already in the rabbi. Tomer Abba, Echod Amiteya, Echod Amabrich, Echod Amarki, Erev Shvi, Shleishin, Yehud, Nevash Shoshana, also Rishon. So in other words, if you are Miteya, Peiris, 30 days before Shoshana, so let's say, Top Shin and Zion, 30 days before, at the end, before Kashkirishal, of Top Shin and Zion. So then that's already 1 year. And then Top Shin and Ches is the second year. And Top Shin and Tes is the third year. So, the Gemara says, leave it to later and there. In other words, in order that it should be considered, Top Shin and Zion should be considered as 1 year, so there has to be 30 days in Top Shin and Zion. Let's say, if you pay out, let's say, Tesvob El of Top Shin and Zion, so by Rosh Hashanah, you will not have completed the year, the first year of the Shin and Zion. It has to be 30 days. So leave it to the mayor. The mayor. Omar, you make a mission of Hoshev Shon. Can you par homo bateo stam the nest in the Abu Hadish? Be in a divere meir. The blazer in meir. A par ben a par at the Koso. No, par ben boko. So if the Torah says par ben boko, it means Gomushan, Gimushan, 3 years. But it doesn't have to be mamish 3 years, because ye mechot bishono ye bishono. So mele, if he's 24 Chedoshim and 1 day old, he's already considered as a par ben Gimushan. How is he considered par ben Gimushan? Only 2 years and 1 day? The answer is, ye mechot bishono is considered Rishon. So here the price mentions Shleishin in Rishon. So it's like a mayor. So the Gemara says, a few time Rav Meir, chi kama Rav Meir yei mechon bishono choshev shono b'seif shono, avon b'tchila shono liyon. Over there, in other words, if ipa is 24 months and 1 day old, so the 1 day, that's already b'seif hasfer. So in other words, it's considered like ben shol rishon, because that's the yei mechon that is considered as a whole year, that's at the end of the 3 years. But here we are talking about the beginning of the shmita. So b'tchilas hasfere, Rav Meir does not say that yei mechon b'shono is choshev. This is what it says. Kikom Rav Meir, afilu tim Rav Meir, kikom Rav Meir yei mechon b'shono choshev shono, b'seif shono, avo b'tchila shono, lo yom. לא, אבל שכינה שאומר, לא, אמר עובד לא אף כל אחרי מלי, ומה אני, how can you say that Rav Meir applies the concept of יהי מאחד בשונו, חושב שונו, only to save שונו, ותחילה שונו נה, זה כל אחרי, ומה אני דה, שאם תחילה סייי, אילו לא בי סייפה, סייפה יהי מאילו לא בתחילוסו, נאו, נידו, סבך זה הלוח, If a woman in the immediate, if she sees them, let's say on Sunday, if she sees them on Sunday, then Sunday is the first, she's 3 or 7 days, whether she sees or she doesn't see, doesn't make any difference. Right? In other words, even if she sees every day, she sees it. If she stops before the end of the 7th day seeing, she's developed the Taras of Adam. So, by need of money, the shame is going to say, it will be safe for, so if a woman saw done in the evening, let's say, on Sunday. So then she counts Sunday is the first day, and then the following Shabbos is the seventh day. And when can she go to the way? Mitzoy Shabbos. But Nido is in Tchilas Aryei Meila B'Seifo. But the Nido is not like his other daily, who can be developed in the morning of the seventh day. By Nido, she can only be developed the night after the seventh day of the Nido. So we do not say that the Tchilas Hayei of the seventh day should be considered like one day.